Okay, so to continue with our Purim short vorts, Baruch Hashem, I got a beautiful, beautiful new saver called Asufas Ma'arachos from HaRochaim Yaakov Govich Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Karen B'Yavna. It was my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Baruch Simon's Rebbe. So, before we get to the Torah idea for tonight, if anyone lives in Queens or in the Five Towns area, there's a great now new Svarim Gemach in the Queens area. It's only open a few days a week, and they have beautiful, beautiful Svarim for very, very cheap, so please feel free to contact me at arimirzov@gmail.com for more information on that. So Rav Govich writes such a beautiful idea on Purim. He writes on the second Torah of the on the Purim section. He says, we know if you look in Shemos Yudzayin Tes, where Klal Yisrael is attacked by Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu gives a very, very interesting command and request to Yehoshua. If you look in the Psukim, if you go to Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Moshe Yehoshua, Bechar Lanu Anoshim, it say he lachem ba'amalek machar. Moshe said to Yeshua, choose men for us and go out to do battle with Amalek. So Rashi on the spot says an amazing thing. Rashi says, leave alach. Moshe says, choose for us, leave alach, for me and for you. Hishvo lo, Moshe equated Yeshua to himself. Mikan amr chachamim, from here, Chazal Darshan in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, yichavo tamicha chava lecha kishalach. The honor of your student should be as dear to you as your own. So Rav Govich wants to explain, how do we see this idea of that one student should be as beloved to you as your own covenant? How do we see that by right now? And why Dafka is that by Amalek? So Rav Govich explains an amazing thing. Rav Govich explains that the exact antithesis of respect for one student should be the respect you have for yourself. That's exactly Amalek. Amalek believes that there's no, at the end of the day, no one's more Kaddish than each other. There's no Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There's no special connection between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We're all the same, and that's why Amalek attacks us. Says Rav Govich, "Umash Shemotz and Matzal Linachal Harkish Inyan Zeh Shel Safa Yetziel Melchama." Why Dafka did he wait for the end of the Melchama? Mora Ashaych Penish Ben Shtei Aparshis. He did it precisely and specifically. In Savin Onel Yorel LeOmek Hakesh BeKavod Rav Tamido. The Mechama LaHashem BaAmalek. He says the same way a kavod a rav has for his talmid, the same Indian that Amalek always has on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right, like Amalek says that, right? Who's a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Who's a Klal Yisrael? There is no Rabbono Shel Olam in this. The Klal Yisrael has no special connection. And that's why Chazal say that they were the ones who cooled us off. Right, they jumped in when no nation wanted to touch us. They believe there's no special connection between us and Kaddish Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, every year. It has a tremendous. Every Jew has a special connection to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So much so is that Dafka Chazal learned the Maamar Chazal by Amalek to teach you that a Rebbe, that a teacher's respect should be the same respect that he has for himself. Such a beautiful idea. Just before we get to the closing section, I also thought maybe you could say that's why Dafka Amalek attacks the Jews, the laggers. They attack Shevet Dan. They attack the Nechashalim. They attack the weak ones. Why Dafka the weak ones? Because they think Amalek thinks that the weak ones no one really cares about. No one cares about the people, the students in the back of the class, the people that aren't doing well. Says Dafka, no. Dafka now, maybe we could say that Kaddish Baruch Hu Dafka cares, even for those Jews who aren't doing well so well. Kaddish Baruch Hu still has a very special connection to that as well. Just to be able to close, I saw a beautiful idea on this mission on Pirkei Avos from Horus Nussan, of Nussan Gestetner on Pirkei Avos. He writes an amazing story that Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in the beginning of his Tshuva. So I'll just read it inside. It's on page, could be found on page Kuf Pei Tes in the Horus Nussan Meseches Avos. So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes to his son, who's putting together his Tshuva. So because of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Libno, Sh'osuk Be'adov Asov Tshuvasov. He's writing to his son, who's putting together his Tshuva, and he writes, Halo tera rava mehasholdim asher teda ki lomdu bishivasi. You're going to see a lot of people who learned in my yeshiva. Al tichana es mi mehem b'shem talmid. But when you write back to them, make sure you don't write the word student. Gam lo lichto b'loshon nochachi. Also, don't write in a loshon of nochach, in a forward and like in saying you. Making more in more of a casual way. Why? Ki meodi lo karasi l'ol adam tamid. In my life, I don't call anyone a tamid. Ki amarti mi odi mi lamad yosmi mi. How do I know that someone's not learning more than me? Af ki achshav shirabim mehem galu v'tzlichu b'limodim. Also pre. End of the day, even though I know that there are a lot of people who are able to grow in there, and they're growing in their own way. The Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, one of the giants in Torah, he literally is on the daf of the page of the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eiger told his son to make sure when you answer back in a tshuva, you don't write the right Talmud, because how do you know? Maybe I'm someone's Talmud. End of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a specific reason. Why, says Rav Govach, do we learn out that Moshe specifically asked Yehoshua to choose the men to fight Amalek? Because one's honor for one's student should be the honor for himself. Because Amalek believed that there's no shachas between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, right? Amalek's attack is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's special connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's nothing special, but 100% wrong. 100% wrong. Just like we have a special connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to a Rebbe and a Talmud, a tremendous student, so much so, is as if the student is the Rebbe themselves. And that's why you have to have the honor for one student. And I think it's a tremendous lesson. The more we grow in our kavod for our students, kavod for our children, the kavod for every Jew that we live in, the more obviously kavod we bring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know this is a klal from the Nesiv HaShalom writes from his ancestors. The more ava sabrios that Jew has, the more ava that you have for one's fellow brethren, for his brothers, the more Aav you have for Kadosh Baruch. You want to have Avas Hashem, the more Aav you have for each other, you'll have Avas Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch should bless us to be able to see the honor, to honor our students, that same way we honor ourselves, Bez Hashem. Never forget this story, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that he told his son, when you write, to make sure not to write Talmud, because who knows, maybe they're learning more than me. We should be zochot to have the kavod, the same kavod that Kadosh Baruch wants to have, that Moshe had for Yehoshua, that he equated himself to Yehoshua. We should have the kavod for our students, for our children, for every Jew, and for every person that we meet with.